How's about those mates who look after your tools? Steel, gas, BJ Howe's Metalland.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
G'day, Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Thursday, the 6th of October.
Vegans unite.
Exactly, brother.
We've got to get behind our man, Paddy Gerard. He's stepping out onto a limb next week.
Only for a week.
For a week.
I don't know how I'm going to go, mate.
Say only for a week. I bet you won't be saying it's only a week by Thursday.
I wish it was only a day. Also, we've got a new game. Oh, it's brilliant. You wait till you hear it. And as well as that, what about this?
Every home should have one.
You're saying no.
You're a spy master.
I am not a spy master.
Yeah, you are.
That's coming up on our podcast today.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Well, Robert, I've been going on.
Every home should have one.
They really should have one of these. Because when we went away up to Thunderbird, because we were worried about Bear and Taco and Frank.
Dogs.
Yeah. More so than
what
the kids.
What did you do with your dogs?
Well, the kids, Hannah and Cal, stayed at home. So
you trusted the kids to look after the dogs?
Not really. We didn't trust them, but we just had to. So they did technically look after the dogs.
Well done, Hannah.
Yeah, and Cal. But what we did, on the Friday before we left, I went to Bunnings, and you can buy one of those security cameras.
You did not.
Yes. EUFY.
So did you tell the kids that you were filming them while you were
away? We told them. It was in the lounge room. It was for $100. And what it is, it's a camera, and you plonk it there, just put it to the PowerPoint. It's in... You connect it to your phone, and it's motion detection. And then when something moves, it sends an alert to your phone or to your watch to say, "Hey, there's a motion being detected." And you go on.
If I was your kids, you know, I'd have got a piece of paper and I'd have stuck it over the lens.
Oh, we weren't checking on them.
Oh, of course you were.
We weren't. We couldn't give a rat. We weren't checking. It was about the. It was because when they go to work, we want to check on the dogs. And mate, for $100, it gives crystal clear. Quality vision. You can zoom your camera for each way up and down to the side.
Is this what you told the person that sold you the camera you'd say on radio if they gave it to you for nothing?
And you can talk. You can talk to it. And like you can, I can say, Bear and Taco, stop doing that. But we didn't do that because we didn't want to upset the dogs. But this was during that day when not many people were there, save Callum and Hannah had to go to work.
Right.
But it's so, so good.
So what happens? You just sit there and you're on holidays and all you did was sit there and look at your dogs through the little camera.
Yep. What's wrong with that?
Nothing to do. Sorry, you want to come for breakfast this morning? No, I'm watching the dogs.
But all the folks at home, they were enthralled by it.
Yep.
They said, how are your dogs going? We can show you.
Here you go.
But what you can do, you can set it to a human motion, a dog motion. You can set the degree of sensitivity when it comes to if alerts are going to be shown.
So the dogs are in the house when no one's there.
Yeah, they're only toy poodles, only little things. Why? Where would you keep them outside? You mongrel.
They're in the doghouse.
No, you do. No, they're at home on the couches. And the thing is, like, it was only $100.
Did the place smell like pee when you got back in?
No, not really.
Come on, they must have peed all over the house.
No, they didn't. They're just well-trained dogs. But seriously, this thing for $100 is absolutely brilliant. And the only thing is, what happens, you can see, once movement is detected, a red light comes on, and we got a call from Hannah saying, stop recording me. I'm there.
Exactly.
We're not recording you. We're at the supermarket
poor
shopping.
Poor Hannah's stumbling into the kitchen late one morning, you know, just going, oh, still in pajamas. And you ring up and go, Hannah, you should have been at work an hour ago.
See, there's that added advantage as well, Robert. But they are, honestly, mate. If you're going away.
And I thought you were a control freak before.
For $100, I can hire it out to you for only 50. Give us a call if you need it. Only for $50 for a 1 week hire. 1-333-353.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
This is the news that doesn't make the news. That should be in the news instead of the other news.
Yes. Good morning, Robert.
Morning, Patrick.
Yes. What do you got for us?
Have you ever come face to face with a shark?
Oh, no, not at all. I have not had an insurance salesman come around home for ages. So
I have before swum with them. It's really intriguing.
Oh, I wouldn't do it, mate. I wouldn't do it.
Grey nurse they were, really big ones. But now you don't even have to get wet
to
scare the bejesus out of your kids.
What happened?
You can come face to face with sharks, ancient ancestors, and their cultural significance in different societies in the display of 11 life-size and accurate models Now, there's a couple of days left in the school holidays, but this exhibition, it goes till the end of January next year. It's got to go down to Sydney for it.
Yeah.
It's the Australian Museum's new sharks exhibition.
I might go for that.
They say it's perfect for family activity.
Yeah.
Because exactly. Can you imagine going to that with your kids and then saying, right, what are we doing this Harvey, kids? Let's go to the beach. You just wouldn't. You'd scare the pants off.
When I saw Jaws, I don't think I went to the beach for 3 years after that.
No. But... apparently, Valerie Taylor has given it the tick of approval. You know, the legendary shark
conservationist.
That's the one. She's approved it.
Yeah.
And there's a 10-metre great white there. 10-metre. Think about that. And that's longer than... Well, that's two cars.
It's longer than 9 metres, isn't it? 10 metres. And is it on display?
10 metres is from one side of the street to the other.
But is it on display?
Yes. It's a model.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not the actual shark.
No, I know. It's like they've got this model of this crocodile in the territory, and they caught it in, one of the creeks up there, and it was massive.
The teeth still look real.
Oh, look, I tell
you
what.
And you are not going surfing for a week after, I can guarantee.
Can you, so you can get and see it now?
Yeah, Australian Museum.
You know what you could do?
Yep.
Use those parent vouchers from the government. Take the kid.
You get in free, don't you, the museums?
No, normally they charge. Seriously, normally they charge.
I remember there was a period where you just get into everything for free.
No, not anymore, mate. Not anymore.
Come on.
What about this? A boy who was left to celebrate his birthday alone, Rob Palmer, after his friends didn't show up to his party. Isn't that terrible? Had his birthday turned around when he was gifted a surprise by a Domino's employee.
Listen to you now, reading with empathy.
The Queensland youngster's mum had to call Domino's in Coolum on the Sunshine Coast last week to cancel the last order she had earlier placed to cater to party attendees. Now, according to a post to the Domino Australia's face page, her son's peers hadn't turned up to his birthday party. Rob Palmer.
Sure she got the date right?
Yeah. And so she needed to change the order to... Stop it. Chloe, help you. Just... Stop it. One pizza.
I don't understand why that's so funny. One pizza.
That's terrible. That is so wrong.
You're having a party. Why are you laughing?
No, no, because she had to ring up and say,
sorry, we're having a party, but we'd like to change our order from how many? From 20 pizzas?
To one.
To one.
Oh, why do they do that? And...
Low-life bunch of mates.
But what happened, and this is where Domino's came on board.
I reckon mum's stuffed up here. I reckon she's given everyone the wrong date.
May have. So after sharing it was a crushing story with the Domino's employee that took a call. The store shift supervisor, Miles, decided he'd cheer up the young lad because what he did, he swiftly got together, putting together a makeshift cake and created a custom chocolate dessert pizza topped with brownies and all that. So well done.
Sympathy cake.
Isn't it? Like, there's nothing worse. I've been there, had a party, no one showed up. Oh, that's all right. So, so well done to Domino's in that. So there we go. So a feel-good story at the end of two other news this morning.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
And you're helping me out. You're with me. I'm so glad. Thank you, mate.
What do you mean?
With what I'm doing next week.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm curious to see what it does to your attitude when you become vegan.
You're here, but is your in London today?
Oh, no, I was just thinking about some stuff.
What were you thinking about?
About vegan diets for next week. And then you said, so I've already got you yesterday.
Yeah, you got me that paste.
I got you the ABC butter, which is really almond nut.
Can I give us some of that again, mate? I'll stick
and
my finger in it.
No, don't stick
my finger. Of course you don't stick your finger in it. Of course you don't.
Come on, mate.
It's one thing you would not do.
This stuff costs a bomb.
What is it?
I'm not letting you ruin it with one finger. It's like $23 a jar.
Joking. Give me a look. Is it 73? Is it $23 a bar for AB?
Yeah, there's not an echo in here. That's exactly what I said.
So what else are you doing?
Vegan stuff is somewhat expensive. Yeah, anyway, I've got some treats that I think I'm going to share with you during the week for next week.
Yeah. Starting Monday. So I can't believe, I'm not a fan of almond milk.
Well, this morning you came to on your way into the studio and you said, I've started my vegan diet early. And I looked at you and went, no, you haven't. Because you had butter on your toast. You had toast for starters that was not vegan bread.
Yeah, okay, all right.
And so there's fail. You had banana on top. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, is that banana's okay? That's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
of course
vegan.
It is. It's a fruit.
Yeah, of course it is. And then
Nimrod.
Some watermelon.
And watermelon.
So basically,
you were halfway there. You just need to change your bread and use a bit of this ABC butter on the toast instead of.
So where do I get my
butter.
Vegan bread from? Do I get? Oh, I'd get that from the supermarket.
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know.
Asking.
I've never tried before.
All right,
so I'm asking, for help. Central Coast 133353, please, or text us on 0482 081077. I just need some help for Gerard for next week. Some advice, or maybe a good vegan meal that is going to replace. Your breakfast.
Or my steak. I love steak.
Just something, for goodness sake.
I could eat steak, buddy, every day.
Yeah, but you're not having steak.
All right, I know that. Okay, I'm not having steak.
I might have steak.
Yeah, I bet you will. And a replacement for milk that tastes like milk.
Almond milk?
Yeah, not as good. I just want the real stuff. What's wrong with milk? Oh, a little bit from a little udder. Oh, and you're banning me from having that. That's wrong on so many levels.
It's food that doesn't interfere with an animal to produce.
Okay, 133353. All right.
We've got a text. I just want milk that tastes like real milk. Triple N.
How's this? Triple N Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer say they're just like BJ House. Quality tools that never let you down. How's about we let you decide?
We just spoke with Brett from Erina. And quite often when you ring a business and you're speaking to the other person on the phone
you imagine.
Yeah, you conjure up thoughts as what they may look like, be it a male or a female, but when you meet them, you go, you look nothing like your sound.
Nothing like your sound.
And it happens even when we meet our listeners. You go, oh, geez, I didn't imagine you being like that. Mm. And we just, not like that, but I mean, that's how you're pictured. And we just had Brett from Erina.
Keep digging.
Morning, Bretty. And we said, wonder what Brett looks like.
So we thought, I reckon, we made these assumptions.
Yeah. And I reckon Brett is. Well,
are you going to go into now describing Brett? Because I thought we were going to draw Brett.
Yeah. Well, that's what we should do. Get a listener to give us a call on 133353.
We just did. We spoke to Brett.
Brett from Erina. Yeah, I know. This is just an example.
Yeah, I know.
And then we sort of, by talking to them.
So we've established what Brett looks like.
Looks like, but we don't
know. If I was walking down the street, I think I could identify Brett based on what I think he looks like.
I reckon Brett would be way off. Tall and thin.
But I thought you weren't going to.
What?
Okay. I thought Brett was going to be like the first person that we were going to draw and then we're going to see.
Oh, this is just an example.
Okay, then. All right, Brett.
Because I reckon Brett's tall and thin.
Yeah, tall and thin.
Okay.
I think clean shaven most of the time.
Dark hair.
Yeah. Slightly long earlobes.
Yeah.
Like, not a round face, but more of a hollow face than a round face.
And I reckon, I wish if Brett from Erina called just to
long face.
Like, and I reckon he would be wearing, I reckon, jeans and a T-shirt, but would have his jacket on with his workplace on the.
I would say a medium short back and sides with maybe.
Oh, I reckon long hair.
Oh, no. Do you really?
Yeah,
no,
I'm thinking.
We'll have to flip a coin on that.
I'm thinking Lenny.
No.
From The Simpsons. Lenny or Montgomery Byrne?
No, I'm thinking, who's that? Who's the duck that's Donald Duck's cousin? With the slightly wavy but not straight hair.
Donald Duck's cousin?
Yeah.
I don't have a bloody idea. Wonder if we're right with that. Wish Brett from Erina would give us a call.
It's not wavy, but it's not straight. It's not curly, but not straight.
I don't know.
And it's a short back and sides.
Yeah, that's how we imagine.
Kind of neat.
So, what we want to do is get one of our listeners, give us a call, and then we'll get some info from you, and then we'll draw you as to what we think you look like, and then we'll get you to come in.
Gladstone is the Donald Duck's cousin.
Oh, yeah. You reckon Brett looks like that?
No, his hair does.
Oh, his hair does. Okay.
Obviously, he doesn't have a bill and feathers.
But I reckon that's a bloody good idea. I wonder if our listeners would agree. I'm sure they would.
We'd get a professional artist to draw what we describe Brett as.
Like the identity kit. Then
we'll get Brett to identify which.
Get Brett come in.
Person we think he is.
Yeah, I reckon that's a good idea.
Okay.
Okay, we'll run that up the flagpole. Seriously. We'll speak with our people. I think it's a goer, mate. I really do.
Well, you do them. It's like reading a book, Triple M.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Triple M.
just had an idea about identifying our listeners by just talking to you. It's sort of getting your crystal balls out. We want to speak to Mitch from Wyoming. And by talking to Mitch, we're going to try and identify what he looks like.
Identify what he looks
yeah,
like.
Yeah, yeah, coming up.
It's like clairvoyance.
Yeah, almost, very much so.
See through the phone line. G'day, Mitch from Wyoming.
How are you guys?
Yeah, good, mate.
Good, thanks.
Oh, okay.
So we're not getting much out of how are you guys. Yeah, so no, what are you doing this morning, Mitch?
You're going to try and describe what I look like, yeah?
Yeah, yeah,
that's,
okay.
That's what we thought.
Well,
give him a chance to talk.
Oh, no,
so
I've got
the vibe. Where are you headed, Mitch?
I'm on my way to work.
Oh, what difference does that make?
Mate,
as to what someone
I'm
looks like.
I'm on my
like.
Way to work. What yes, you, I've got it.
What do you do, Mitch?
I'm a scaffolder.
Scaffolder. All right.
Scaffolder.
Okay, I reckon, Mitchy, I reckon you've got sandy coloured hair, if not black.
You're a great guess.
Okay. Okay, so right
sandy.
There.
Sandy. Sandy is correct.
Sandy, yeah.
No,
yeah.
It's black. It's
black. Black, of course black. It is. Of course it is. Okay. It's black. Okay.
Okay, so
I was laughing because you said sandy and black.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's yeah, exactly yeah. right.
Colours,
okay, so we're right with the hair.
Cover both bases.
Okay, you're a scaffolder, so you'd be fit.
Yeah, pretty fit.
Well, okay, pretty fit.
Muscular.
Like, I reckon you're somewhere between 70 and 100 kgs.
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
I reckon you, because working out in the sun, you're tanned.
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, come on.
This is just, okay.
What else have we got?
You're a good boy. He's
okay.
Good.
We've got black hair, 80 to 100 kgs.
Tattoos? You got tattoos?
None that you can see.
None that you can see. Right, that was a silly
stupid
thing
question,
to ask.
Stupid question.
Stupid question.
Okay. Well, okay. Chiseled. I reckon because you fit, you've thin face.
I reckon you have a stubble, a growth, like most mornings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Jeez, so I tell you what. I know exactly.
But it's not
what?
A beard. It's not a moustache. It's just like a growth on the face.
I reckon, I know exactly what you look like. Handsome? You're a handsome man?
Oh, I reckon.
Yeah, of course you do. Of course you do.
So, all right, now, Chloe, our producer, I know exactly what Mitch looks like.
I've got a picture of this.
I've got a picture of what Mitch looks like. Okay, Chloe, reveal it to
we'll
us.
See what, how we go.
From Mitch of Wyoming, and that's exactly
what I saw in my mind. I've just had your Facebook revealed to us.
That is Mitchy, that is you.
Oh, there it is. The stubble slightly longer than what I thought. You do actually have almost a beard.
That is Mitch. Holy jeez.
Yep,
exactly
what
I thought.
Money should know. You should know. I've met him a couple of times. Not that he'd remember.
Of course I do. Of course I do.
So he's cheating. Oh, he's cheating.
Hey, Mitch, we've got a day on the green for you. It'd be in Badger next year, and you can see Sting live, and that's Hunter Valley next February, Saturday, February 8th. It's happening, okay?
Oh, great. Thank you.
Enjoy that, Mitch, and we'll we'll run with this. This is a bloody great idea.
Go well, Mitchy. Have a good one today.
Good game. You've got to keep this on rolling. This is a good game.
Thanks, Mitchy.
See you, guys.
Cheers, mate.
And that's a wrap for Paddy and Rob Palmer. How's this for tools? How's that for steel? How's about gas? BJ Howe's Metalland, Lizaro, Charmhaven and Cardiff. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.